Welcome back to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and I'm excited to welcome a new guest to the podcast, Senior Financial Planning Practice Management Consultant, Brandon Heed. Today, Brandon and I are sitting down to chat about retirement planning. Retirement planning is such a big component of financial planning and a client's life. Brandon shares a lot of tips, tricks, and wisdom on how you can best use eMoney in helping your clients prepare for retirement. Here's my conversation with Brandon. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I'm really excited for our conversation about retirement planning and for our listeners to get to know you. But before we get into the topic at hand, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah. Thanks for having me and thanks for reaching out, Kate. It's always nice to get a chance to spend some time with a fellow colleague. As far as my history here with eMoney, I came to eMoney in 2016 because I had a friend who worked here and told me all about the company. At the time, I was working at TD Ameritrade. I worked in several different business development roles there, and I was working on my CFP. So I wanted a chance just to work on some more financial planning. So here I worked on, you know, a couple different roles. I worked with our customer support team for a few months. I worked in coaching for a few months, and I transitioned into what then was known as our financial planning group. And so worked in a couple different roles there. But today I work within our practice management team, which still lives in that broader financial planning group under our product team. And what's really nice is about kind of our charter, what we work on most day to day is we work with a lot of the large enterprise clients to really help them define, you know, what does financial planning mean to them and how is that going to support their firm goals? On top of that, we build a lot of the guides and frameworks. We'll support case studies and different conversation structures to help those users, help the advisors, the planners really communicate the value of financial planning, not only within the tool, but just in thought leadership in general. On top of that, we'll work with the home offices to, again, align on their specific planning workflows, make sure the assumptions and defaults are structured in a way that's compatible with the way they do planning. And then lastly, because we sit so close to the advisors and the users, the different enterprises, what's nice is we're able to surface a lot of the current workflow gaps or any kind of the friction points, any of the hurdles that the users come across. And we're able to position those to the different aspects or different teams within our product unit to improve the product. So yeah, that's what I do on the day to day.
You've really had such a cool opportunity to be a part of so many different teams here at eMoney. And I mean, we're biased, but I think we have a pretty great organization and group of people that we work with. So really cool to hear not only about what you're doing now, but where you've been throughout the company. So one of the things that I've noticed with our advisors is that we have so many advisors who focus on retirement planning, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about retirement planning today, because I think that those topics that are so popular for advisors typically come with a lot of questions. How do we do this in the application? What's the best way to model XYZ within eMoney? So for our advisors who are newer to using the application and they specialize in retirement planning, what's one area you can tell them that they'll find themselves using frequently in the application?
Yeah, and retirement planning, right? I think that's a pretty core concept around when you think of a financial advisor. I think most people think of, hey, I go to that individual for investment planning, and more than likely it's because I'm nearing or close to retirement, which is surface that need. So I think this is going to speak to a lot of our users. Everyone's focused on retirement planning. And as you know, I think most folks think of eMoney, they think of our suite of financial planning tools, and that's awesome. But really what's cool is we have a lot of tools to support not only the financial planning tools, but the whole financial planning process. So think of we have our in-house data aggregations. We have a data aggregation engine. We have third parties that we work with to streamline the different workflows you have for financial planning. Award-winning customer service, analytics, a client portal. And then we wrap that all up with live training and support. But again, back to your question around retirement planning and really what that tool that they're going to utilize. Well, I would say it's first, hey, you need to have the basics. You need to have the information on the client to make sure that you can do the planning. So leveraging our aggregation engine is going to be huge. And then second, something like Decision Center, one of our flagship tools, to be able to have those conversations where you can draft up clients' concerns, draft up different hypotheticals, make sure that you're mocking up the different recommendations and able to validate and justify why you're putting that in front of a client. If I had to pick one there, I would definitely say the ability to leverage and show those things in Decision Center is a huge piece that they'll want to look at.
The Decision Center is such a powerhouse of a tool, so it does not shock me that is kind of one area that they could really expect to find themselves in often in the application. This is probably a bit of a loaded question, but when it comes to retirement planning, there are so many different components of it. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you today is if there is an ideal workflow for an advisor, and if so, what that is for effectively modeling retirement plan techniques in eMoney.
Yeah, no, you have a great point there. There's a lot there. Let's break that one down. What's great about our system is that you're able to do that workflow in a variety of different ways. So let's start with the first one. We have a needs analysis tool that's essentially a lightweight planning tool that allows advisors to address a specific targeted goal like life retirement or education or insurance. From there, if you need to step up and have a little more comprehensive of a conversation around retirement, you can use foundational planning. Which is going to have a ability to create that retirement plan in a matter of minutes, controlling more variables than needs analysis, but also not as many as more comprehensive approach with advanced planning. And then again, the last one there, like the Decision Center tool, you can have a more comprehensive cash flow based planning conversation if you need to be able to. And what's nice is you can step up or step down based on that conversation and essentially the stage of life that the client's in. So to your question around an ideal workflow, right, let's look at a couple things. One of those being the CFP puts out a planning stage or a planning process there. And essentially what that looks like is there's seven steps, but essentially it looks like understand the client, make sure that you have all the facts and relative information on the clients, what they want to accomplish. Let's make sure that we analyze a couple different options around that. Let's talk to the client and incorporate something that makes sense for them. Let's actually go in and then actually implement that plan. So make sure you open up the accounts, move the different allocations, deploy different techniques, whether it's trust, estate, et cetera. And then let's make sure that we keep up to date with that. So that's kind of the formal process outside the tool. When we're actually in eMoney, what that looks like is, hey, let's go ahead and get information in the system first to make sure that we have a good understanding of what the client's current information is, what we kind of call their base facts. So let's leverage our integration partners to the CRMs, custodial software, bring some information in, some data about the clients. Let's leverage our in-house account aggregation connections tool to bring in the values, the cost basis, the holdings, the transactional data. Let's continue to flesh out those different details, that fact set. So maybe it's something like, what's the ownership structure? You know, is just the client and the spouse that owns that taxable account, or is there some other party involved? We can also continue to flesh out maybe primary contingent beneficiaries, whether there's other businesses. Again, putting all the data in, then being able to go to a tool like in our plan section, pulling up Decision Center and looking at their current situation to deploy the recommendations from there. So we've added the data from the different sources. We've gone to plans to go ahead and create some different scenarios for the client. Once we have a good understanding of what those situations are, we have a conversation with the client to demonstrate the different things that we've come up with them, give them a few options. Hey, well, what if we consider A, B, C, D? Whatever we agree upon from there, we can then formalize it into different reports. So that's kind of our game plan going forward from today. Hey, it's February 2026. What is it going to look like a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? Knowing that full well things are going to change,
But the fact that we have the ability, we have a, at least we have a game plan today. We have a map around the general sense of where we're headed. But I would say, yeah, that's a, it's a great starting point for you is in terms of a workflow for advisors.
Thank you. Yeah, that is very helpful. I think that's one of the tricky parts about retirement planning, in general too, but I think specifically retirement, you could have this vision of what you want your financial life to look like. And there's so much that could change between now and then, especially depending on where the client is currently at. So there's a lot of different kind of components that go into it. How do you think retirement planning goes beyond just the accumulation phase and the distribution phase? And how can e-money really support the complexity of all the components of retirement planning?
Yeah, so retirement, to your point, is comprehensive. It's not only just a topic of financial planning, it's essentially a phase of life. So that's what makes it a little bit unique is it's involving all the other various areas of financial planning. You know, again, we just walked through the CFP board's planning steps. They also have what we call knowledge or principal knowledge domains. That's essentially just the topics of financial planning. And what's interesting about that too, quick side note, you go to all our clients' websites, go to any major institution around wealth management. Everyone defines that slightly differently, kind of what they group together. But the broader point I'm making here is retirement planning, being as it is a phase in life, incorporates all the other aspects of financial planning. So think about, hey, how do I invest the accounts? How do I make sure that it's tax efficient, not only from the distribution, but from the investment perspective? What are my legacy goals at the end of my retirement? You know, i.e. the passing of myself and my spouse. How do I make sure that we're incorporating all those different things? What's nice is, again, we can look to see, all right, something like, you know, taxes or investments. When we're talking about accumulation, what does that mean? Well, it simply means like we're building that nest egg, right? And then what does distribution mean? Hey, how do we spend down that nest egg? What's important is you can have a very siloed answer to, okay, what does retirement look like? Or we can have a more comprehensive answer to what retirement looks like. And sometimes there's a time and a place to have a very simple answer around retirement. You know, maybe retirement for me today is 10 years out. I just need a general idea what that looks like. But it could also be, hey, I'm retiring next year or I'm in retirement. I'm going to need to make sure that we're incorporating all these different aspects because I'm in retirement versus the more general answer of, hey, it's a few years off. So yeah, there's a lot of different components involved. But again, the beauty of e-money is it's going to give you the flexibility to have an answer either way.
That's such a good point. You could have that client who's already in retirement, and maybe they're even just a new client too. I'm sure every situation is a little bit different, which is great because that's kind of where e-money can step in and help the advisor really cater to the client and their needs depending on where they are at in the retirement kind of timeline, if you will. Speaking of clients and, you know, advisors having those kind of meetings and conversations with their clients, what do you think our end clients are really hoping for from retirement conversations today? I imagine that this has shifted over the years for a variety of reasons, but I'd love to kind of hear from you and your perspective on, you know, what they're hoping for today in those conversations, and then what parts of e-money really kind of best give them an understanding of what the reality really looks like in their retirement.
Right. Yeah. If I was going very broad to answer that question, I would say what do clients want? They want information, they want clarity, and they want confidence that, hey, those answers are correct and that I feel good about what our plan is going forward. Now, digging in a bit deeper, right, what does that actually mean? Well, they want answers to things like, okay, do I have the ability to retire? Do I have the financial ability to retire? Is my money going to last? How much can I spend? And then when you get more detailed on each of those components, you can start to really understand what we're trying to solve for. So take savings, right? How much should I save? You know, what accounts should I have them save towards? What's the priority in which I save for these things? Should I make Roth or traditional contributions? These are just layers of optimization on those basic questions that I led off with. So again, very simplistically, clients just want to know, hey, am I going to be able to support this goal that I put out there? they don't necessarily even know how to define that goal. And this is an important point around our industry too. Most of our clients come to us with some form of, hey, I've already saved this as far as taxable monies, this is tax deferred monies, this is tax free monies. I'm going to have this much in, you know, guaranteed pensions or whatnot. Am I going to be okay? You can run the math. You can give them that answer. But what they really want to know is, hey, how can I constantly be better off? So this is an interesting point in the fact that we have the ability to model the answer to those questions. And then by offering different trade-offs on each of those situations, we can help them understand, okay, well, maybe I don't need to live off $150,000 in retirement. Maybe it's better for me to live off $130,000, but enjoy my life a little bit more now while I'm still working, while the kids are still of an age to be able to do some of the things that we want to do. So there's always a little bit of a trade-off, but yeah, I would summarize it in that fashion, just clarity and confidence. If you can give your clients those two things, you're in a good position.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think that those are probably two underrated tools for advisors to be helping their clients have. How do you think advisors can really use the tools with any money to help give their clients that clarity? And even beyond the clarity, just like the almost the peace of mind?
I would look at, I think if you have a very good understanding of what the client's current situation and what, you know, essentially what e-money calls their base facts, you can then go in there and start to help them understand, okay, hey, you know, we've already solved for the main problem. You know what, your portfolio, if we make these adjustments, we work a little, I'm going to make simple ones. We're work a little longer. We're going to take Social Security a little bit later. And we're going to go ahead and, you know, let's say allocate the portfolios a little more efficiently. Great. All those things are pretty intuitive in the fact they're going to help assets last longer. But from there, what we want to do to help clients have some peace of mind is, this is where kind of like quote unquote stress testing comes in. And stress testing can take many different, they can surface in many different ways. One of those in which in e-money tool and language, we can go ahead and create what ifs. And I've seen this with many of the clients that we work with. You can establish, what I think is really helpful is to almost create a preset of the different stress tests that you bring up with your clients all the time. Think of things like, what if tax rates increase? Okay, I can model that in the software. What if Social Security doesn't pay out its full benefit amounts? You know, there's constant chatter around, hey, is the Social Security Administration be able to pay those things out in a couple of years? Well, okay, let's model paying out at 50% or 75%. What if inflation is much higher than we expect? How is that going to affect my returns? What about if we have to take care of the parents? You know, they're not financially stable. What if that's an additional cost of that? What if I outlive my portfolio? What if higher health costs? So you can come up with a whole slew of different stress tests that you can go ahead and deploy. And what's nice is it's not about having all these on or all these off. You help a client understand, hey, let's look at these one or two of these things. Or you know what? Let's take the extreme example of running. What if all these things did happen? How does the portfolio hold up? All right, maybe I have like an 60% probability of success or a 40% probability of success. Part of the advisor's job and part of the user's job is to help communicate the realistic aspects of how many of these things are capable of happening and what's the trade-off of assuming some kind of level of risk. So stress testing through what ifs is huge within the tool. I think the other piece of stress testing that most people are somewhat familiar with, at least these days, or very comfortable with, is the idea of Monte Carlo simulation. In e-money, what that means is we take your full cash flow analysis, we do that 1,000 different times, looking at your inflows, your outflows. We vary the returns of the portfolio based on how it's constructed today, the different holdings, the rates of return, how much volatility is associated with those underlying holdings. And we run it and say, hey, how many times are you successful out of the 1,000 different trials we've ran? And maybe that's 80%, maybe that's 90%, maybe it's closer to 100. Again, the idea here is you're helping kind of clients understand your portfolio can sustain these ups and downs. If we do have some bad things that happen, if there's a bear market, guess what? The portfolio still holds up. And again, that was a little long-winded for you there, Kate, but hopefully that gives you some context around the different tools, the buttons, the leverage you can push and pull in the system to help your clients feel more comfortable and to offer that peace of mind that you're referencing.
Absolutely. That was a great takeaway for our advisors listening, because I think it's one thing for an advisor to say, okay, I want to give them clarity. I want to, you know, leave the client confident. But utilizing the application and being able to leverage that to help them do that for their clients is a whole nother level. So thank you. You have mentioned, and I've noticed kind of throughout our conversation, this has come up a few times, and that is tax deferred income, taxable income, Social Security income. And we have to just take a moment and recognize the various kind of buckets of income that there are for people. And so many of them play a specific role throughout retirement. How should advisors be accounting for the various types of retirement income differently within the application?
Yeah, another component of retirement planning that's very important. So, you know, this is why we all have jobs, right, within the industry is, hey, there's a lot of things on the plate and to balance. And to your question there, you're looking at, when we look at a client's retirement expenses, essentially we're saying, hey, the goal is that I need to make it through retirement. Well, what's another way to look at that? How much is it going to cost me? You know, when we do the math, crunch the numbers, it's going to cost you, I'm making this number up, it's $2 million, $2.5 million. Great. All right. How are we coming up with $2.5 million? Well, some of that is through those different income sources you just mentioned. We're going to have some guaranteed income through Social Security. We're going to have some guaranteed income through a different pension that we have. Maybe we own an annuity, that's other guaranteed income. But whatever the difference between that guaranteed income and what our expenses are each year, well, that's supplemented by the portfolio and how that's performing. And again, the idea is we need to make sure that we are looking at all those income sources, and whether that's withdrawals in the portfolio or the other ones that I mentioned, as different, because the tax treatment is different. So the important thing is, let's distinguish by that tax treatment. First, let's just make sure, do we have enough resources for the client to cover their expenses? Great, we did. Now, what's the most optimal way to pull from the portfolio to be able to do so? And a couple of those ideas, hey, we know that Social Security is taxed differently than withdrawals from your Roth IRAs, right? Those are free. Excuse me. Withdrawals from your taxable accounts are going to be different than your tax-deferred accounts. Optimizing how you are using those different buckets of money is going to be important, and that's hard to do by hand. That's why we leverage tools like eMoney. When we go in there, we can look at the different asset reports. We can look at the withdrawals reports on the cash flow report. We can reference the tax tables as well as the ledger to make sure that we are not only just, hey, willy-nilly, let's pull from an account to come up with a supplement withdrawal. No, there might be an important reason why we need to look at tapping this asset first or tapping this asset second, making sure we're not crossing some AGI threshold. All those things come into play. So yes, it's a huge ability to be able to go in there, show the client why we're doing this and how it's saving them, ultimately saving them money.
What you said about optimizing the money, and you even talked about taxes a fair bit. It's so funny to see the overlap between the different parts of financial planning. And I think a lot of advisors today, you know, consider themselves comprehensive financial planners. And some of them do a lot for retirement, but they are still working heavily with other components of that financial planning package. And one of them is obviously taxes, because it just plays such a big role.
Definitely.
For people. It's like, it's truly unavoidable. It's so funny. I know, like, the CFP does the, like, you'll get a tax question, but it'll have like a retirement bow on it, is how they would phrase it. And that is like exactly just how financial planning works, pretty much.
Yeah, they all overlap.
Yes. But what you said about, you know, optimizing different, you know, cash inflows and different buckets of money was great, because I think it's so important to, throughout retirement, but and in preparation for retirement, but letting your money work for you and figuring out how to do that. And I think when the client has a front row seat, they are really able to have a better understanding of how the advisor is working to make that happen for them. So with that being said, we have a variety of reports within the application that really help detail certain things for both the advisor and the end client. What reports in eMoney can give advisors that insight in retirement planning for their clients? And how can advisors use those reports to really strengthen their relationship with their client?
Yeah, what's wild about it, Kate, is I haven't counted in a while, I don't know if anyone has, but there's close to something like 300 reports in eMoney, and that's either intimidating or exciting. So
it's wild.
Yeah. So it depends on really, you know, how you approach it and how you look at it. And what's awesome is it doesn't have to be complicated. You can keep it simple and kind of expand from there. I think when I work with clients, I love this analogy. It usually resonates. I always say, hey, you know, sometimes they're learning the tool, they're maybe overwhelmed with all the different capabilities, bells and whistles. I say, hey, think about it like Photoshop. You know, you can go ahead and upload your photo. I can go ahead and bump the contrast. I can crop it so that I like the composition. And guess what? I have a finished product. I have, you know, and the way I'd make that analogous to e-money is you can get the facts in there. You can go in there and you can maybe look at the balance sheet, the assets report, the cash flow report, make a few tweaks like the simple ones I mentioned before. And guess what? I at least have a plan. I'm moving in the right direction. And once you've kind of learned some of the basics, you can then add the bells and whistles from there to really help relay and convey the value that you're bringing as an advisor. But again, directly to your question, specifically around retirement planning, you know, the classics, understand the client situation with the balance sheet, the assets, the cash flow report. I think a huge one that a lot of people love is the plan summary. It's going to put all the different widgets and all the important details of a client's plan on one or two pages. And then specific to retirement, if you want to get a little more in the weeds around that topic, how am I funding my expenses? What should I look at? What's my nest egg? In eMoney, there's a retirement family reports, and inclusive in there is there's something like 8 to 10 sub-reports on each individual aspect of it. So I think that's a great starting point to get familiar with it. And from there, you can kind of build out your storyline from there.
Yeah, the sub-reports are great to note too. Out of curiosity, was that included in your 300 number or separate from that?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, that's sub-reports included in that comprehensive number.
Okay, so. Yeah. No, but it is a good call out for people to be aware of because there are just, I mean, there's tons available for advisors to use. So awesome. Brandon, before we close today, what is one thing that you don't want advisors to miss out on when it comes to retirement planning in eMoney?
Yeah, and almost to echo the sentiment of the last question there, I think a lot of people miss the opportunity to use interactive tools like Decision Center because they're a little scared or hesitant to do something on the fly. Like anything we practice a few times, I saw a cool little visual on LinkedIn the other day, some guy, a little kid juggling a soccer ball, and they said, hey, it's not because he's gifted, it's because he put the time into work on that skill. And what's cool about that is once you put a little time into understanding, hey, I click on, you know, this particular widget here or this technique there, or I drag future value back to present value, you really do develop a nice storyline that helps clients engage. I think the biggest thing is it's not only just what your financial plan could be like pristine from a financial calculation perspective, but if you don't get buy-in from your clients, it doesn't matter. So what's awesome about the Decision Center is it's going to help the clients engage, understand the trade-offs, and really interact with you to give you more and more detail to make sure that you guys are aligned on what you're trying to accomplish. So yeah, if I had depended on one thing, lean into the interactive component of the financial planning, because that is going to be huge for you to build rapport with your clients. And I think you can't speak enough highly enough about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. At the end of the day, setting your client up for success is a huge part of it. But building that rapport and making sure that they have faith in you as their advisor is another just as equally important component.
Absolutely. Totally. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Anything else you want to leave advisors with today?
No, I just want to say this was really fun. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come on here and talk about some of the tools and resources of eMoney. So thanks a lot, Kate.
Thanks for listening to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. You're leaving today with a ton of information on how eMoney and various parts of the application can best support you in retirement planning. But if you need additional resources on retirement planning in eMoney, check out more resources in the help menu. We'll catch you on another episode soon.